Radio's iScore with Tara McCormack.
Yes, it is Tara with you on iScore, and we have a lot to dissect today. Yesterday, we saw a great deal of action between the Champions League and Leinster losing to La Rochelle. Coming up, we hear from Jurgen Klopp, Leo Cullen, and Rog on proving himself as both player and coach. And I also catch up with Pundit Arena's Rudy Kinsler, and as I said, to try and digest the happenings from last night's Champions League. But first, kicking off the music here on iScore, it is Shut Up and Dance with me, Walk the Moon on iRadio. I am now joined by Owen Hart from Pundit Arena to talk through the almighty rugby game today. The province, Leinster, are hot favourites ahead of today's Heineken Champions Cup final. But I feel Ronan O'Gara will surely have a plan up his sleeve. It's a chance to make history and a chance for revenge. I feel like this is better than any sort of Netflix series out there at the moment. So whoever comes out on top between Leinster and La Rochelle, it will be one for the history books for sure.
Well, yeah, I think Leinster are deserved favourites. You know, we saw them against Toulouse and the week before against Leicester, and you know, they were brilliant, like, especially against Toulouse. That was the, you know, reigning and European and French champions, and they hammered them. Like, but at the same time, I think watching that game probably gave Ronan O'Gara a very clear picture of what he has to do to stop Leinster.
Big shout out to Lorraine, Kenny and Haley, who are only leaving Roscommon now for Croke Park. Okay, ladies, obviously Ed Sheeran is playing Croke Park, and of course, this is a sports show, it's iScore. So in this case, I have grabbed a clip of Mr. Ed Sheeran playing a bit of ball. Can you tell me what three songs are mentioned in the commentary? Ed Sheeran with the left boot fires a cracker in the direction of where Des Cahill is sitting in the crowd. He is hillside today, but sure, look, there might as well be castles on the hill with the king going for his score here. Sheeran is thinking out loud and lets a rake of abuse fly to the defender, but by God, someone take a photograph. It's a bloody goal! 087-1102-107. Can you tell me what three Ed Sheeran songs are within that commentary piece? Fine piece of commentary, if I do say so myself. Okay, music coming from Sam Fender and Sagala next on iRadio. I am now joined by Off the Ball's Will O'Callaghan to talk about the four lads, the Offaly under 14 football team, who have been dropped after they took part in a soccer game last Saturday. So the four players were removed from the squad after they missed a training session with the county football team to play for Eden Derry FC against Shamrock Rovers. Now, there is a lot of talk and a lot of controversy surrounding this, Will, as you know. Some saying that the lads are young and they should be encouraged to play all and any sport as much as they can. And then, of course, there's the flip side where getting onto an Offaly panel is a big deal, or any county panel for that matter, whatever the age group, and it should be a priority. What's been the talk on the ground? Is it harsh?
Yeah, I think, Tara, it's been very strong reception to this, firstly, and I think even within the county of Offaly and outside the county of Offaly, there's been widespread condemnation, I think, about the fact that players will be blocked from being able to play multiple sports. And you know, the GAA's own philosophy on this, having spoken to Pat Daly, their coaching and games officer, last year, is that best practice, really, until a player goes into their late teens, specialisation is not really to be encouraged. The players should actually be encouraged to play multiple sports, because there are proven benefits, and many studies have shown this, for players who get an opportunity to play in multiple sports and to pick up both the skills and the training around those sports, and also the opportunity to widen their own base in the sports that they're interested in. Like, on the face of it, for players who are 13 or 14 years of age, it's not good to put them in a position where there's a battle for their hearts and minds to decide where they should be concentrating on at such a young age.
Going forward, say, for these particular players and they being so young, like, I'd imagine this will discourage them going forward.
I think so. I mean, you would hope, in the case of these players, they were obviously at a very talented skill base within Gaelic Games if they were already a member of an under 14 development panel. And if they're playing for Eden Derry Town in the SFAI Cup, they're very good soccer players as well. And
Paul back the river, James B on iRadio 0871 102 107 is the text line and WhatsApp line to get me here in studio. You can also check out our social media at This Is iRadio. So a massive weekend of sport, which like always is absolutely great to see. But I'll tell you one thing, lads. First, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, okay? But now, our very own Ronan O'Gara, the absolute scandal of it all. De La Rochelle, head coach Ronan O'Gara, successfully dodged a slap from his opposite number during his side's match with Bordeaux in the top 14 last night. I don't know about ye, but it was like it was embedded into my Irishness of us to just protect our own. I seen this and I was like, by Jesus, not our Ronan. Although I do believe he wouldn't take it too lightly or lying down for that matter. And you know what? I couldn't resist this. I just couldn't resist it.
Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
Couldn't resist. Okay, we will be taking a look at today's finals in the Allianz National Football League. And we are witnessing a thriller as Mayo take on Kerry in the Division 1 final live from Croke Park. Okay, so music now from the guy who is the reason that I am going to go to Ziggurat Musical Festival. Oh yes, it's Justin Bieber, Ghost on iRadio. Females in sport at any level will or have experienced the effects of a menstrual cycle in their own specific way. And this topic has been shied away from, stigmatized and brushed under the carpet for far too long. And it's time to educate and keep the conversation open for women in sport currently and coming up the ranks. So Chloe Mustaki, Irish footballer for Shelburne of the Women's National League and for the Republic of Ireland Women's National Team, says that there is movement being made to educate and guide athletes. However, it is only now that these discussions are surfacing. So, Chloe, thank you for joining me here on the show. Obviously, on training days and game days, you're not going to have a hot water bottle on standby and you can't really tip off to the loo when you feel like it if you're just after kicking off a game there. How do you manage this?
Yeah, so again, I probably say I'm quite lucky compared to maybe some other, you know, individuals that I've spoken to who really struggle with premenstrual syndrome, different, you know, effects that they have throughout their bleed, whether it be kind of a 3-day bleed or a 5-day bleed. Again, that's very individual. Now, I'm in a particular case as well, and that I'm on the contraceptive pill. So I'm, you know, that has helped me to regulate my cycle to a T. It also has allowed me to avoid having my period on match days. So I've actually regulated my cycle so that I get it Monday to Friday once a month, and then on the weekend I don't have it on match day. Now, again, that's very specific to myself. I do suffer some PMS symptoms, but quite mild, to be honest, compared to some of my teammates. You know, even when we were in international camp there, some of the girls had it, like, you know, using water bottles or whatever they could to kind of calm the situation down before the game against Sweden. So it is frustrating. And as I said, some people suffer a lot more than others.
As you said there, Chloe, yes, it is very personal and every single human and woman is different. So it is a matter of finding what works for you. And I suppose trial and error is the process as well. But having the information, the knowledge and the advice is helpful on your journey to self-awareness in relation to your periods and what contraception you could potentially be on to help things. And just on that, Chloe, have you received much guidance and resources within the sporting community at the level that you're at on this topic?
Yeah, that's a great question. And actually, the camp there a couple of weeks ago that we had for the game against Sweden was the first camp in all my years, you know, playing underage with the Irish team and with the seniors, that we actually got a dedicated talk. Now, they may have had something similar in, you know, in the past 2 years where, you know, I was out injured. But this is the first time, so it's good timing for you to ask that question, where we actually got an hour-long Zoom talk with a couple of individuals who specialize in this matter.
Glass Animals, Heat Waves on iScore. And it's a day of just outrageous sports, lads and lassies. And lots of messages coming in. There's people watching it in Galway, people in Dublin, people in Longford. There's also a person there from Sligo. Anna, how are you getting on? 087-1102-107. What is your setup for the evening? Well, I'll tell you the setup for tens of thousands of Liverpool supporters. They are currently in Paris for tonight's game. And many of them don't have tickets for the games. They're chancing their arm. They're just going with the flow and hoping for the best. They're already making plenty of noise at a designated fan zone area there in the French capital as well. We'll have a listen. We'll see how loud they are. To get the tickets. I'd love to be there. It sounds like mighty crack. 087-1102-107 is the text line. And also, very, very important game today is Leinster. So ahead of this evening's Champions Cup final, Leinster head coach Leo Cullen has been speaking to Will O'Callaghan ahead of the challenge. And he was just saying about all of the support, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world, it doesn't go unnoticed.
Like, we entered the competition very disappointingly last year against this very, very team. So, a massive challenge for us, isn't it? So, the guys have worked incredibly hard during the course of the season. Like, to get to this point, like, you've got to make a lot of sacrifices. And that's, you know, the players, management, backroom team, all the rest. So, it's a great honour to be here.
I am now joined by Stephanie Roach, 55-time capped Republic of Ireland international player, and has been named SSE Airtricity Women's National League Player of the Month for March 2022. First off, a massive congratulations on that prestigious award, and very well deserved, if I may add. Not a shock to us in the slightest, but how did you feel when your name and play was awarded, Stephanie?
Hey, Tara. Yeah, no, look, it was good. Obviously, we started really well with Piemont this year. To be nominated was nice, and then obviously to win it was even better. But I think it's just been nice for me to be able to play in a team like Piemont and performing the way we are at the moment, and obviously enjoying my football and scoring goals, which is the best thing that can come out of football for a striker. So I'm just happy with the start of the season we've made, and obviously it's nice to get the individual recognition sometimes too.
You are leading the Golden Boot race, Stephanie, and having set the tone with a brilliant brace against Sligo Rovers on the opening day of the new season. You will play a massive key role if you are to retain the silverware after your bid for the three titles in a row fell short last season. But of course, last year's season, look, it was very disappointing for you, I can only imagine. But I feel like the doubt has lifted with your performance this season, especially against Wexford.
Yeah, well, I think from all of us, from the whole club's point of view, from the management to the players, to the people in the background, I think we all knew people were doubting us as the way last season finished, and I think we never doubted ourselves, and that's the most important thing. I think when we look at our squad, and as I said, the management and even the people behind the scenes, they do so much work for us, and I think that shows on the pitch, because we want to play well for them as much as ourselves.
Medusa, Piece of Your Heart on iRadio, and it is official. Kerry are champions with a 15-point victory for the Kingdom in the Allianz National Football League Division 1 final. Aisling O'Reilly was at Crow Park for iRadio.
Full time here in Crow Park, it's Kerry 319 to Mayo 13 points. Kerry led by 6 points at the break. The big moment of the first half was 25 minutes gone when halfback Gavin White burst up the pitch and got on the end of a nice move to palm it into the net for Kerry. Mayo got the first score of the second half as Michael Plunkett curled one over from distance, and 41 minutes gone we saw a beautiful long range score from Paddy Clifford. That was quickly followed by Ryan O'Donoghue with a super score from play for Mayo, but it was quickly cancelled out by Darren Moynihan down the other end as things were looking all too easy for Kerry. 51 minutes gone and Kerry lost Dermot O'Connor to a black card for a tackle on Aidan O'Shea. And at 55 minutes, Killian O'Connor made his long awaited return to a massive applause here in Crow Park and kicked 2 frees. Kerry's Jason Foley, the fullback, popped up with a goal to add to the scoreline. Paul Gainey was brilliant, kicking 5 points, and David Clifford with a masterclass from start to finish here today, kicking 1-6. Kerry are the 2022 Division 1 champions. Full-time score, Kerry 319, Mayo 13 points.
Thank you very much, Ash, and congratulations. Well, by God, I'd say the Kingdom will be painted tonight. Fair play to you.